This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, here we go, the DJV show, here we go, and the DJV show, here we go, it's on with the show, Jennifer Horn. Can we find something to rhyme with that? She was born as Jennifer Horn. Ah, okay, clever, thank you, Doug. Victoria Keelan, what can we come, keep reeling with Victoria Keelan. I like that, that's pretty.
It's impressive, actually.
Yeah, all right. And yes. Kara Schillen. And no more, let's see, what can we do with that
People
one?
Used to say, chilling with the shilling villain.
Chilling with the shilling, okay, that's good enough, all right. Well, let's see if we can move into another zone, shall we, Jennifer? The zone, the Gen Zone. That sounds like there's a company headquartered in Framingham called Genzyme. They are a big scientific research firm. So you can start your own business. Call it the Gen Zone. Wherever she goes,
all right.
It's the Gen Zone. All right, so what's in the Gen Zone as we start this
Well,
hour?
Unfortunately, it's kind of yucky in here. There's some super bugs around.
Bugs!
The CDC.
Bugs!
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new report this week that said super bugs that resist antibiotics have killed nearly twice as many people as previously thought. Mm-hmm. Apparently, one woman had 3 years of unending pain. She was hooked up to feeding tubes, frequent hospitalizations, and it was all caused by an out-of-control bacterial infection that caused severe colitis. So she said, you can't eat, you can't talk, you can't walk, and hope definitely starts to fade. At one point, she actually got her affairs in order, thinking that she was going to die. She said she just cried to herself, saying, please, just let me die now. That's how bad it was. What she had was called C. difficile. And that caused nearly a quarter of a million hospitalizations and at least 12,800 deaths in 2017. It's one of five antibiotic-resistant urgent threats that were identified by the CDC. Two of them are new and have been added to the list since 2013. And one of them wasn't even on the radar for the CDC 5 years ago. But there is a little bit of good news in this report. Since 2013, there's been an 18% drop in deaths from all types of antibiotic resistance infections. So at least people, they're suffering, but they're not dying. According to the CDC advisor, Michael Craig, he said it's not just new antibiotics that we need. We also need new vaccines, new diagnostics, and other new tools to help doctors better treat their patients or better prevent the infections in the first place. For this woman who suffered, she said she finally got better from a procedure that transferred bacteria from a well patient's gut into hers. You talk about the gut all the time, Dougie, and here's a good example of it. That fixed her. The overuse of antibiotics has helped create all of these resistant bacteria. So with cold and flu season here,
drug
I think all of us are kind of, dealing with a little funk.
Yeah.
The CDC is reminding everyone that antibiotics are not recommended for infections caused by viruses like the common cold. A lot of people just want to run to the doctor and get a prescription.
Well, I had a viral bronchial infection. At first, Dr. Ken thought it was a bacterial one, so he gave me a Z-Pak, which I took, didn't do anything at all. And then we figured out, well, it must be a bacterial thing, and you can't do, there's nothing to fight, I'm sorry, not bacterial, viral, there's nothing to fight that except using liquids, a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, natural things, but yet there still would be somebody that would try to come up with something to give you because they want to push the pills, push the drugs, push. So it's time we realize what that does to our body. Go outside, have your children go outside, play in the dirt, get in the mud, roll around in the sand, whatever it is, but we are building up a class of wimps in many different ways, including how our bodies react to some of the things that are out there. And as I think you said, Jennifer, these bugs are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. not because of our inability to fight them off, but because of all of the drugs that we take that screw up our system. It's us screwing up ourselves and not realizing it, because you get pumped every single damn ad. Every time you go into a spot set on television shows, there's an ad for some kind of drug. Buy more drugs.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's take a pill for that.
Drugs. Right. Yeah, more drugs. So we were recently talking about a video that my daughter-in-law posted about a police encounter in Los Angeles where a man was eating...
It was in San Francisco, actually.
Oh, it was San Francisco, sorry. San Francisco, where he was at the train stop and he was eating a sandwich, and the police arrested him for eating a sandwich. Now, is there a sign that says no eating on the train stop or something?
Apparently a lot of other people were eating, and that's why he said to the cop on the video, all these people are doing the same thing. It's a sandwich shop that's right here. I'm standing here eating a sandwich, waiting for the train, and then, but you singled me out, is what he was saying
he was
to the cop.
Right, because he was black. So I wanted to visit another situation that I became aware of. This is in New York City. New York City and street food, they sort of go together.
Oh, the churro lady. This is a big story locally.
Oh, you want to tell her? You're probably, because you're from New York, I think this is the same type of thing, isn't it? Isn't this the same thing?
Yeah, everywhere on the subway, all around the city, in all the five boroughs, you can find somebody selling churros. And it's just, New Yorkers buy them on their way to get onto the train. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. No one's getting harmed. But this woman, apparently, I don't know her name, but she got arrested for selling the churros. And then de Blasio got involved because the press asked him about it, and you know, he kind of said, well, you know, she was told to leave three different times or whatever, so it's just become like churros versus the police. It just seems like, I don't know, part of this is because they're trying to crack down on people skipping
they're not cracking down on men doing it, they're cracking down on women doing it, and I think that's the issue.
Are there men doing it?
There are men who are doing it as well. There are all kinds of... You look around New York, hot dog carts are everywhere.
Well, those are legal. Those all have permits.
Oh, no, they're not. No. There are some that are and some that aren't.
Most are, though.
Well,
a lot of they do, because they pay like $100,000 for the license to stand there.
Right.
Yeah.
Guys are selling, when you see guys selling illegal stuff in New York City, it's handbags, it's stolen goods, watches, it's all the counterfeit, the knockoff stuff.
Blasio doesn't address is the demand by the public for these mobile food vending trucks, carts, whatever you want to call them. And so they refuse to give out any new. You can't get a new license. And yet people everywhere want to have, you know, you're walking down the street and you want a hot dog, give me a hot dog, or whatever else they're selling. And so these things have grown and grown and grown. There are only 2,900 vending permits available in the city, and there are 22,000 people who at last count were out selling things. Some were using, leasing other people's permits, that kind of stuff. But what attracted me to this, and why I wanted to talk about it, Victoria, was it seemed that there was a focus on women selling things more.
Well, women
are
the ones who sell the churros. So that's why this is, you know, making headlines. I don't know that necessarily more women are being arrested than men. I'd have to really look at some more stats on that, because I don't know that that's accurate. But in this case, for food, you do see women selling food more than men. And I mean illegally selling food, like the churros or whatever. But you see men selling all kinds of other things. And you know what the truth is? The men run fast. I've seen it happen a million times. As soon as they know cops are coming, they have signals to each other, they wrap everything up in a big plastic bag, and they run. And so they don't get caught. Right? I mean, everyone's seen it. They don't get caught.
Oh, yeah. Canal Street? Right, well, it's like the police
Canal Street.
I think basically the focus
goes into
is
lockdown.
On right and wrong, and that's why I focused on it, because I didn't think the first example was right, and I didn't think that one was right either.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's 16, coming at 16 past the hour. If you're interested in community-supported fishing, you know how we have CSAs, community-supported agriculture. There's a new thing called community-supported fisheries, CSFs. If you want to find out how that works, there's a small group of fishermen who are trying to make it more big time, and it looks like, it sounds like, actually, in the story, that this is a great way for you to get. If you want fresh food, you do the CSA thing. You want fresh fish, you do the CSF. Find out how that works, the latest installment of the American Family Farmer Show, which I host. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off and additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of quickies here. Sarah Palin's getting a divorce, but she didn't know she was getting a divorce until her attorney, her husband's attorney, sent her an email. How about that?
That's terrible. I know, it is sad.
It really is.
You think everything's okay? I mean, obviously she must have had an inkling that they were having problems. You don't just get surprised like that, but to just find out that way is, it's rough.
She said they were going through counseling. Their marriage isn't over.
You would think if that was true that he would have broken up with her during counseling, right?
Yeah. I think they're doing counseling now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All right. Story from Air India. Yesterday there was a flight that was delayed 12 hours because there was a rat on the plane. They couldn't catch it.
Oh,
so
gross.
The rat ran up and down.
Wait, I thought Adam Schiff was conducting the impeachment hearing.
I know, Jennifer. Ding, 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 boom, boom. All right, so I guess there's a lesson in that. Don't let a rat get on your plane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm your congressman.
21 after the hour.
Maybe not. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pretty fabulous music time on the DJV program at 24 minutes after the hour. This is one of the many versions of Proud Mary. Tina Turner is 79. She stopped by the opening night of the Tina Turner musical, which is a new stage show based on her life, surprising the audience with an emotional speech after the show was over. She said, quote, "This musical is my life, but it's like poison that turned to medicine. I can never be as happy as I am now." And so the audience was thrilled. A big crowd there. Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Tiffany Haddish, Spike Lee, Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hostin, Titus Burgess, Martha Stewart, Christine Baranski, Deborah Cox, and Cheetah Rivera, Bernadette Peters, all were in the audience. Prior to her jumping up on stage, Tina and Winfrey walked the red carpet arm in arm at the theater, waving at fans that were there watching. And then after, she posted for pictures for the cast, attended the opening night after party. Turner has supported this musical, showing up to cheer the show back in April of 2018 when it opened in London, and this past March when it premiered in Hamburg, Germany. The musical traces all of the moments, very turbulent moments, of her 50-year singing career, including her marriage to music executive Erwin Bach, who was also at the New York City premiere, and her relationship with her two sons, Ronnie and Raymond. And the latter died at the age of 60 by suicide last year. "People tell me I gave them hope," she said. "It meant so much to people, I feel I have to pass it on, and I hope this show serves what the people need as a reminder of my work." There are a lot of songs, obviously, that are in the life story. Proud Mary, River Deep, Mountain High, Private Dancer, and What's Love
got to do with it, which is what we're hearing right now. And it's some really great music, and she's a great dancer.
This is going to be a huge hit on Broadway, because jukebox musicals are really popular right now, and just to be able to hear all of these songs, and apparently part of it is almost like a concert. I guess towards the end of the show, it's a live band, and the girl who plays Tina does all the singing and everything, and apparently, like, from the previews that I've read, it just, people
love it. Do I remember that she handpicked this person, too? Do I remember that? Is that
this is the same girl who opened in London. Now she's going to be doing it on Broadway, so obviously Tina feels...
likes her.
She thinks that she's doing a good job.
She's 26 good. After, it's time for us to spend some time talking about Prince and the latest from his estate. They've released Prince 1999, the deluxe reissue treatment. It's coming up later on in the month. Package includes a rare concert DVD, handwritten lyric sheets, and a total of 35 previously unreleased tracks. So another way for the estate to make some money. He's probably making more money now than he did when he was alive. The estate has released Don't Let Him Fool You. What does it mean, the estate? Who's managing? Wasn't it his niece or something? A sister. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Through his estate, shared originals, a collection of songs written by Prince for other artists, including the Bangles, Manic Monday, and Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. A demo album, Piano and a Microphone, 1983, was released back in September of last year, and Purple Rain was reissued in 2017. When he died, he was working on a memoir titled The Beautiful Ones. Random House published the manuscript in October with an introduction from Dan Pipenbring, who also wrote an essay for The New Yorker about encountering Prince during his final days. So the reissue of 1999, available on the 29th of this month. If you're a Prince fan, that'd be kind of cool. There was something about him that really was almost
so talented.
Seemed like magic. Yeah, very talented. Too bad it went the way it did for him at the end. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are trying to overthrow the last election because they know they're not going to win the next election. That's all it is.
President Trump there at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana, where he also told supporters the impeachment investigation has been difficult, but good for his campaign.
The people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Public hearings in the inquiry will resume today. Classmates and neighbors say a teenager accused of yesterday's mass shooting at a Southern California high school has always been a quiet kid. The 16-year-old's accused of shooting five students, killing two of them at the school in Santa Clarita, a half hour north of L.A. He's in grave condition after trying to take his own life. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's Friday, November the 15th. The Ides of November are upon us. I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with my friend and colleague and pal. I don't know, are we pals, Victoria? You think we could be pals?
Sure.
We'd be pals.
I think we are pals.
Well, we are pals, exactly, yeah. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. She's our pal. What is the old expression? There's a football play, there's a football call. Friend,
you're going to tell us that you know a football play?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm talking about a cheer from high school.
Oh, a cheer. Fred. Oh, that's very
different. Kara, she's our man. She can't do it. No one can. Except she's not a man. But at any rate, let us slide into the radio headlines, the trending stories for this half hour, starting, I suppose, I'm here in California. There's lots of the number one trending story here is the school shooting in Santa Clarita. That male student who opened fire yesterday at the high school, 16-year-old girl, 14-year-old boy, three other women, young women, two 14-year-olds, 15-year-old were wounded, and the shooter who just had his birthday. 16 years old.
It was his 16th birthday. It was his birthday.
Yeah.
He tried to kill himself, but it didn't take or whatever you want to say, and he's in critical condition now. So we're not sure what's going to happen with him. But essentially, investigators today are focusing on a motive. They're looking at social media posts to see if he had given any clues as to what he was going to do or what his state of mind is. They're going to be interviewing students, and that's essentially. Unfortunately, that's pretty much all they can do right now. Three off-duty cops had just dropped their kids off at school, and they basically turned around and went back to the school. They were the first ones to respond, and it's just another very, very sad tragedy.
Well, there's a there's an equivalency, if you want justice, after the deadly shooting took place in that school across the country, a young fellow named Jesse Osborne, who is responsible for shooting a South Carolina elementary school, shooting up a school a couple of years ago, was sentenced to life in prison. All the people, a mother crying, oh, please give him leniency. He killed a six-year-old first grader on a playground. He was 14 at the time. He has 10 days.
Where did he get the gun at 14?
That is a very good question. I never remember. I remember this vaguely, but as you said, we were just talking about this off the air. There's so damn many of these things.
I know.
That it gets disgusting to even talk about it. So let's talk about something else.
The weird thing is violent crime, just one little stat that I saw this morning.
Yeah.
Violent crime over the last decade or so has decreased by 70%, but mass shootings have quadrupled. So.
Yeah.
Sort of everyday violent crime is way down across the country, and doesn't matter. And I know Chicago always, you know, there's so much violent crime there, but essentially, the when you look at the sum total across the country, we're down 70% in violent crime, yet we keep having these mass shootings, and that has quadrupled since the Clinton era. And you know what? The most direct thing to look at is. When Clinton was in office, that crime bill that he passed, it banned assault weapons. And so, and then when George W. Bush took office, he reversed that ban. And since then, we've gone up like 400% or something. It's some insane number of mass shootings have happened since assault weapons have become legal again. I just don't understand as a country, you know, why we don't take a look at that and all kind of step back and go, you know what, there's a very clear path.
Yeah, but there's not uniform agreement on it, so you go back and forth and you round around. And this is, I think, a case. Let me step it back a bit. I think there's pretty much uniform agreement on some weaponry, but there is so much political influence from a small group, a splinter group, a few powerful people, that it gets in the way of getting this stuff done. And that really is pretty outrageous. Speaking of outrageous, the coverage of the impeachment. This is kind of a fast-moving story in a manner of speaking. I watched a little of it on the plane coming out here yesterday because you got live TV. You can watch if you want to. And then I thought, I'm back to the same thing. So I kind of, even though it's the number one story this week on the Talkers magazine chart, Talkers magazine folks, that's really the Bible of the talk radio industry. And each week I do the talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. And I'm sure you can find it on many of these most of these stations. Look at the list of 10, and the impeachment hearing was number one last week, number one this week. And I just don't see anything happening or coming out of it. You wonder, and this is something I haven't followed, Victoria, maybe you have, the presidential campaign and the people that are trying to get your vote on the Democratic side, how much talking are they doing about the actual impeachment works, about the actual impeachment hearings? Has there been on the campaign trail a lot of talk about that? I don't have a sense that there is.
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. The only person, and I'm not saying he's the only one who's addressed it, but the only one that I have seen talk about it directly when asked by the press pool was Joe Biden. They asked him about the impeachment, and he said, all he said was essentially what Jen has said here on the show. He said it's Congress's job constitutionally to investigate if there's an issue with the president doing something that's unconstitutional. Bribery of another country is in the Constitution. That is an impeachable offense. And so if that's what Trump did, if it's considered bribery, quid pro quo, whatever you want to call it, all he said is it's Congress's job to investigate that, and whatever their findings are, that it is what it is. So that he's the only person that I know who has made a direct comment about it. I'm sure plenty of other people have said something. There are just so many that I don't follow all of them. Today, starting today, actually, speaking of that, Michael Bloomberg is launching his campaign, or he actually hasn't formally declared a run for the presidency yet, but starting today, he is spending $100 million, excuse me, of his own money on a digital campaign. So clearly he is moving in that direction. Again, people have asked about his campaign, raising money and things like that, and his answer was very direct, which, as a New Yorker, I love direct answers, and I love that Bloomberg always gives direct answers.
Yeah,
well, I know, but I feel like we don't get any direct answers in politics at all, but I love him for that. And some people have already criticized him for being, quote-unquote, kind of snippy with the press and snippy with his answers, whatever. I just love that he's very direct. He's matter-of-fact, he's direct, he's a businessman, and he said, I've never taken money from other people. Every campaign I've ever had, 3 terms of office as mayor, he said, I've always used all my own money, and I'm going to continue to do that. So he is only using his own money, and so $100 million on his digital campaign launches today. In other political roundup, in Kentucky earlier this week, actually it was last week, was the election of governor. And so Governor Matt Bevin, who is a Republican, who was the Republican from the he was the incumbent, he actually has now conceded defeat. They did a recount. There was a very close margin of votes, and so now he has conceded, and the victor is his Democratic opponent, Andy Beshear. So that is finally settled in Kentucky after a week of counting ballots and going back and doing all kinds of recount measures. So that it was a close election, but we now have an actual official winner.
Right. All right, so DeFalco Patrick, who was the former governor of Massachusetts, I remember, met him once or twice. Nice guy, not a very good governor, and I can't even begin to imagine why he...
Can you tell us when he was governor? Because Karen and I were saying we've never heard of him.
He was the... Charlie Baker's the governor now, and this is his second term, so it would have been 5 years ago.
Okay, so he was the guy who was the governor before the current one. Okay.
Correct, yes.
And who was... I know a lot of people. Did he do one term?
No, he did two.
He did two, okay.
Yeah, he was popular enough, very pleasant guy. He was with the Clinton campaign. He worked for Obama, now that I think about it. He was early on in the Obama, he helped, I've forgotten what his position was, but he and Obama are friends. Obama would go on the road. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama maybe pushed him into it, quietly. I don't think you'd ever know that. But he is an Obama type, except he's not that smart. And he's not
as charismatic, maybe.
No, but he's not a bad human being, not a bad guy.
Right.
He just doesn't have the oompa-pa. Obama, for whether you like him or you don't like him, grabbed everybody. He was like Clinton in a sense, very charismatic. You'd like him, you listen to him, you think, oh yeah, this guy makes a lot of sense. Blah blah. And so, but that's not what you get with the DeVal Patrick. Nothing bad about him. Don't know anything bad about him. I just don't think he was particularly a good governor, and he isn't somebody that is a household. I mean, half of the people that were on that list when it got started, Victoria, were people that nobody knew, and they're all gone. And there are still some people on that list that nobody really knows. You get right down to it, and you wonder why they stay in. But then there's always that long shot, like a Buttigieg has become a household. I think a lot of people now know who he is. Obviously, he's doing well in the polls, and so maybe... you keep flushing it, but he's been around, he's been on the campaign trail for more than a year. which makes me wonder what the people in South Bend think about him.
Well,
do his job. What is he?
Yeah, living in. I feel that way across the board. Doesn't matter politically.
With all of these.
With all of it. You know, Mayor de Blasio gone for a while on the campaign trail, not doing anything in New York. I'm from New Jersey now, live again in New Jersey. Governor Christie. Cory Booker. I don't know. But Governor Christie, he was on the campaign trail for years and just abandoned the entire state. And, you know, it led to nothing. And I know he had loftier ambitions. He tried to run for president. Then he sided up with Trump and was hoping to become the attorney general. That was really his ambition. But, you know, Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, that was a huge clash because Chris Christie put Jared Kushner's father in jail. So that was never going to happen. It was just a whole mess. And the entire state was left in a complete state of chaos. And I'm sure that happens on whether you're the mayor of a small town and you're campaigning. And I'm not saying South Bend, Indiana is a small town, but it's a smaller city.
Yeah, or it's the fourth largest city in the state.
Yeah, if you're the governor of a state and you're out campaigning, it just, I don't know. I never understand the desire that people have. If you have an elected office and you are elected to do that job, then do your job.
Thank
Run for office after your job is over.
Thank you. All right, a couple of quick sports notes. The Astros cheating allegations, baseball world wants punishment for them. And the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger, is now the MVP. Everybody thought it would be Christian Yelich from the, is that how you pronounce his name?
I have no idea. Well, you're speaking another language to me.
Well, your husband probably would know because he's so close to all of that stuff. And so that's what's the Colin Kaepernick thing? Anything going on?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Today is National Recycling Day. According to National Geographic, Americans send 64 tons of waste each American. 64 tons of waste during their lifetime. The packaging and stuff like that, can you imagine it? That's 246 million tons of waste every year.
How
National
many
Recycling
is a ton?
Day.
I don't know.
2,000. 2,000. 2,000 pounds equals a ton.
Wow.
So listen, I mean, this, think of the packing. Mostly it's packaging.
So 64 tons, 2,000 times 64. Wow.
Yeah, 128. Yeah, it is. So National Recycling Day today, aiming to encourage you to purchase recycled products and to recycle more of what you got. Recycling, a lot of people think it's a new concept, but it's not really. Archaeologists have found that during periods when natural resources were sparse, waste dumps show less household waste, giving a lot of people reason to believe that they were recycling, reusing products in the absence of virgin materials a long time ago. In Victorian England, people went around collecting coal fires to help with the brick making, or they developed rags, combining used materials with virgin wool. Recycling has been around, and it's something that we need to keep on the top of our mind. I think it's not used to be sort of political, but it's not now. When countries are engaged in war, World War II, we were very good at recycling in our country. Most of the resources go to the war, so you figure out how to reuse materials. And a lot of people had gardens, that kind of stuff, reusing food, scrap metal, that kind of stuff. The Salvage for Victory campaign stateside worked very well. It's something we need to keep on the top of our mind. I really think we do. We really have to be better about this because it's.
And the sad thing is, which isn't listed in those stats, but. We just need to be really conscious about cutting down on our use of plastic in general.
Because the
bottom line is, even if people feel good about themselves separating things into the recycling bin or taking things to the recycling center in your town or whatever it is that you're doing, even if you feel good about doing that, the bottom line is, the hard fact is, it's only 10% of that stuff will ever get recycled. The rest ends up in a landfill or the ocean.
10 before the hour on the DJV Friday program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Talk time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items from the world of technology from this past week. And I was just thinking, as I was looking at this list here, Victoria, I wonder how soon we'll be talking about the battle between e-commerce and retail as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving and all these people. The holiday shopping
coming.
This year, $1 trillion expected to be spent between now and Christmas on Christmas. $1 trillion. Can you imagine how the impacts are the whole economy? $1 trillion, and they'll be back and forth, brick and mortar versus the e-commerce people. Anyway,
yep.
Be interesting to watch that. Number five this week, as we count to number one on the tech overview, Dell has made a pledge.
Yes, Dell is launching new efforts to shrink its carbon footprint, and they want to cut down on their electronic waste. They say that essentially they are going to source 100% of their electricity from renewable sources by the year 2040. Now, that sounds good. However, by comparison, Apple announced in 2018 that it already uses 100% renewable energy. I'm not sure why it's taking Dell another 20 years to do this. They're very much behind the times, but they also say they're trying to use less energy. They're making their products more energy efficient, so the consumer will have less of an energy bill. They want to cut emissions generated directly from their operation and electricity use. They want to cut that in half by 2030. So they're also expanding their recycling program. This is actually one of the best things that Dell does. Their recycling program, it doesn't matter what the brand is, but they've partnered up with Goodwill locations. And so if you have a Goodwill location near you and you need to throw out an old computer or old batteries, old laptop, whatever it is, doesn't matter the brand, you can take it to Goodwill and then Dell will recycle those parts. They say so far they've actually recovered 2 billion pounds of used electronics since 2008 when they started doing this. But, you know, that's still less than 10% of what they produce. So they've got a long way to go, but at least they're headed in the right direction.
Number four is a focus on Costco and a new sort of pairing up.
Yep, Costco and Instacart are entering the prescription delivery game together. They're teaming up on a pilot project, and they've been notifying their members in California and Washington State. That's where they're going to test this out first, then it will roll out nationwide. The project involves delivering medicines in less than an hour, and all the fees are waived for orders over $35. That, of course, doesn't include a tip, but that's still a pretty good deal. Delivery prices obviously will vary depending on what type of medicine you're getting and what your pharmacy charges. The fastest option for delivery will be within an hour, and that will typically cost less than $10. So the Instacart delivery person will have to ask for ID. They have to be HIPAA certified and all that stuff, but they're actually not the only retailer doing this. Amazon bought PillPack, which is an internet pharmacy startup, and that focuses on patients with chronic ailments. Walmart also offers mail order delivery in some places. They're also going to be expanding that, I think, in 2020.
So I didn't know Costco was in the drug pharmacy business.
Right? They do have pharmacy stuff, yeah.
Really? Huh. Number three, look out if you're going to a hotel and you want to use the safe.
Wow, this was an eye opener for me this week. I always use the hotel safe wherever I am. I always, if I'm overseas, I put my passport and all the important documents and everything in the hotel safe. However, it's not nearly as safe as we think. Safelock, which is the most common hotel safe brand, they apparently, even if you go in and you pick your own code, which is what you're supposed to do, lock the safe and the whole thing, apparently if the hotel has never actually reset the original manufacturer code, the way you can know that is instead of entering in your own password, test it out and use the code 999999. And if the safe opens immediately, then it's never actually been reset, and that's important. Go back down to the hotel desk and say you want it to be reset so that your valuables will be safe.
Number two, what's the latest phone scam?
If you get a phone call on the landline or your cell and it's from your own number, do not answer it. This is the latest scam to get people to give up valuable information like your social security number, credit card numbers, billing address, things like that. This is the Federal Trade Commission has put out warnings on this. Unfortunately, some people are gullible or curious and they're answering these phone calls, but it is just a scam and it's just they're just trying to get as much information from you as possible and then sell it. So just be careful.
Number one, Disney, in the first day.
Disney Plus had 10 million subscribers on the first day. It's $6.99 a month or $69.99 if you want to pay annually.
59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.